told my baby week before last, take his candy just a little too fast. Lordy, must I love, must I shake him on down? Put your knees together, let your backbone slip. Ain't a man in town who got some hip, Lordy. Must I holler? Must I shake him on down? Ocean running the sea. Don't run in my baby, cause she'll bury you. Oh Lordy, must I holler? Must I shake him on down?
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down what we heard in that third and final set. We heard the Kropotkins off the 1996 self-titled release in the track Shake 'Em On Down. Before the Kropotkins, we heard the Village People off of the 1981 Renaissance release with Food Fight. Before the Village People, we heard La Peste off of the 1996 self-titled release in the track I Don't Know Right From Wrong. Before La Peste, we heard The Boys and their 1978 single, Brickfield Nights. I'm kind of thinking Father Flott is going to steal that one for his Flott Spot show, heard every Friday from 9 to 11 p.m. right here on Rockin' Soul Radio. Before The Boys, we heard The New Christs and their 1984 single, Like a Curse. Before The New Christs, we heard Nocturnal Projections off of the 1982 Another Year 12-inch with the track Isn't That Strange? And we started that set with Board Games off of the 1982 Who Killed Colonel Mustard 12-inch with I Don't Get It. Well, everyone, I am just about out of time, and I hope you enjoyed this hour of music, and you know I really, 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 really hope it changed your mood for the better. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and as always, thanks for chatting with me on the live comments board. It's always a great time, and I love talking with you all. So with that, I'm going to leave you with Connie Stevens and her 1960 track, Lulu's Back in Town. And hey, remember to catch me Saturday morning at 10 a.m. when I fill in for Jason Isaac on the Crescent City Connection. So have a great night, everyone, and I hope to see you all Saturday morning.
Get your old tuxedo pressed. Better sew a button on your vest. Cause tonight, the night you bet I'll look your best. Lulu's back in town. Better get yourself some loot somewhere. Better shine your shoes and slick your hair. Better get yourself one of those boutonnieres. Lulu's back in town. Go and tell all your pets, all your you won't be around anymore. Better tell your mailman not to call. You ain't coming home until the fall, and you might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. home until the fall, and you might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. Lulu's back in town. Lulu's back in town.
Music, that's our middle name. Music. You get a positive charge.
Welcome to Cranston Perfume. I'm Richard Wigg. You might be expecting Glennis DJ Girl Group Girl, but we are doing Freaky Not Friday this week. Yeah. Richard Wigg, myself, sits in for Glennis here on Cranston Perfume. And then on Sunday this week, in 3 days' time, she is taking over the controls of the Wig Out at 8 p.m. where you would normally find me. But fear not, we're going to have a whole hour of female-fronted artists, girl groups, and full bands, girl bands, and lots of assorted blastables here that we got for you that I have selected here going through the girl group boxes. All right, that is Leslie Gore, Off and Running. Starting off this week's Crayons to Perfume, a 1966 single on Mercury Records. And that is a prelude to what we are going to have tonight. A full hour of 1966 as I am bringing my year-long celebration, 60 years of celebrating 1966. All right. Let's stay in New Jersey. Leslie Gore's from New Jersey. Let's stay in New Jersey. I dedicate this to the people's champ, Joe Belock.
Yeah. night, 'cause I was lonely. So sad looking for my one and only. That's when happiness began. He made me so happy, I made him my happy man. My heart was an empty bag of nothing. Got no one to fill that bag with loving. That's when happiness began.
From Wellington, New Zealand, Gwen Owen, yeah, Kiwi Cutie, with her version of the Edrisi Brothers' That's When Happiness Began. Number of groups tried their hand at that. A number of artists tried their hand at that, from Mike Ferber and the Bowery Boys to the Montanas and even Grains of Sand from Los Angeles, yeah. Number of groups trying their hand at that, thought it would be a hit. It was a minor hit for many, not a giant hit for any of them, unfortunately. Love that song. We have the Uptown issue of that, a U.S. issue that was also the label of a number of Chocolate Watchman 45s. I think we also have the Down Under issue that's on W&G Records, I believe. Anyway, Gwen Owen from Wellington, New Zealand. Yeah. Prior to that, we had the Queen of the Sunset Strip from Los Angeles, Cher. Great version of Needles and Pins, which is a huge hit for the Searchers, written by her husband, Sonny Bono, and co-written with Jack Nitzky. So Cher with a great version of that. That's the B-side of her giant hit, Bang Bang, which I also love, but flipped it over for Needles and Pins. And then also in the Los Angeles area, they're only 45, the Chimes, C-H-Y-M-E-S, proper spelling there from the ladies. He's Not There Anymore on the Chattahoochee label, which is co-written and co-produced by Howard Kalin of the Turtles, and I think that is a very Turtle-sounding record there by the Chimes. I wish that they had made a couple of more records and given it a little more of a try than just that 145. I feel like they had something going on, and with another song or two, and a little more, with a little more time, maybe something would have broken through for them, but no, we just have that 145, that one glorious 45 by the Chimes. Prior to that, from Detroit, Jeff and the Atlantics featuring Cathay, C-A-T-H-E, Kathy or Cathay. I'll Find Out. It's the flip side of Twistin' Postman on the Sound Patterns label. And that's the only 45 by them. And Jeff and the Atlantics, that was the backing band for Gino Washington in the Detroit area and on a number of 45s. And they had at least one record out under their own name later on in the 60s. But they paired up with Kathy, backing her up there on Twistin' Postman, and I'll Find Him is a track that we played there from 1966. And Dee Dee Sharp from Philadelphia, after Mashed Potato Time, when she moved on from Cameo to Atco Records in 1966, from that 45, Bye Bye Baby is what we played there. And then we started off with the Shirelles for Joe Belock, the People's Champ from New Jersey. Look Away, a 1966 single on Scepter. All of these records are from 1966. I am Richard Wigg, sitting in for Glennis DJ Girl Group Girl this week on Crayons to Perfume. You can normally find me blasting out the Blastables from the Wig Out from the Bunker Studio here in Southern California. on the Wig Out Sunday nights, 8 p.m., the middle hour of Swingin' Sundays. But Glynis and I, this week, we are doing Freaky Not Friday. She is taking over the Wig Out on Sunday in a couple of days on February 1st. And then I am here holding it down in the Bunker Studio on Cranston Perfume, where I'm bringing my 60-year celebration of 1966 to Cranston Perfume. Every 45 that we're playing tonight, that we're blasting out here over the WFMU Rockin' Soul radio stream, is from 1966. All right. We all know Lulu. We love Lulu. What is she doing in 1966? Tossing and turning.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just the thinking of you. Because
like you. I'll beg his forgiveness and benignity, but I wouldn't blame him if he said to me, it's no good, it's no good, it's no good, baby, it's no good.
Ceux qui s'habillent, on les ferait vite enfermer pour savoir ce qu'ils peuvent cacher. Et non, 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 non. Les gens ne parlent que de ceci, ça doit leur faire passer le temps. Moi, pour ceux qui aiment des soucis, je n'en ai vu que dans les champs. Et non, 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 non. Beaucoup la feraient fructifier et ensuite ils la revendraient en criant vive la liberté. Et non, 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 non. Et non, 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 non. Moi mes amis ont masculin, je les trouve bien singuliers. Il y en a un qui m'aime bien, mais il habite à l'Élysée. Et non, 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 non. Repousser les cheveux et qu'un chauffe passera dans la rue, les gens lui cracheront dessus. Et non, 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 non. Comme vous avez beaucoup d'esprit, je sais que vous direz de moi, elle chante comme une vraie gamelle parce que sa rue n'avait qu'à d'elle. Et non, 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 non.
Thank you.
1966, comes to Slovenia. Alenka Pintarek had a bunch of records out. That's her first EP, Ange Tafon. He's the boy. I know I said that with a French accent, even though it's not French. I apologize to that, to our French and Slovenian listeners there for mixing up the language and the accent there. He's the boy. And Lee Hazelwood gets co-writing credit on that. I'm not familiar with that Lee Hazelwood song originally. Maybe it's got a different title than He's the Boy. Anyway, if you're in the chat, please update me and educate our listeners here on what Lee Hazelwood song that is. That is on the Beograd Radio Televizija Beograd label. And she apparently had a bunch of records into the 80s, which I'm assuming sold very well because there's a lot of them in the late 70s and into the 80s. And I haven't been brave enough to listen to them yet. But that is her first record in 1966, which we dig here on Crayons to Perfume. Yeah, I am Richard Wigg. I'm sitting in for Glennis DJ Girl Group Girl this week as Glennis and I do Freaky Not Friday as she's taken over the Wig Out this coming Sunday on February 1st at 8 p.m., the middle hour of Swinging Sundays. And then here I am taking over Crayons to Perfume this week. All right, let's see. We also had from France, Adele. A la 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 la. Did I get enough la's in there? That is an EP on the Barclay label. And then from Melbourne, we had a Melbourne Mova there. From Down Under, Pat Carroll with a great version of You're No Good, which is originally done by D.D. Warwick, and you may know that maybe most popularly by Linda Ronstadt later, but there are a number of artists gave that a crack in the 60s. I love that Pat Carroll version. I love the burning slow fuzz guitar, because you know I love the fuzz guitar. All right, also from Down Under, a Kiwi cutie, Sandy Edmonds. Now That You've Made Up Your Mind, it's the flip side of her brutal version of The Pretty Things Come See Me, backed by the Pleasers from Auckland. That is a Zodiac killer, yeah, on the Zodiac label. And we had Sandy Shaw prior to that with I Don't Need That Kind of Lovin', a 1966 single on the Pi label. And then also from the UK, Lulu. She was tossing and turning. Maybe she should have splish-splashed and taken a bath and she would have gotten some sleep. That's on the 45 on the Decca label, also from 1966. Yeah, I am bringing my year-long celebration of 60 years of 1966 to this week's Crayons to Perfume. All right, broadcasting, blasting them out from the Bunker Studio here at the Wigwam. All right, baby, let's go to France. Here's Stone.
L'on peut dire de moi vraiment tout ce que l'on voudra. J'ai choisi ma vie, je veux être tel que je suis. Et même si les gens se rient parfois un peu de moi, ce n'est pas pour eux, mais c'est pour moi que j'ai choisi. C'est ma vie. La mise en pli.
quand viendra cet amour-là. On m'a toujours dit le garçon de ta vie.
Second, that's when Aaron's on his best. Though you may have never reckoned him to be so very fast, and he has already beckoned many people to the past. Stengen's power is unreckoned, yeah, and he knows no kind of rest.
Thank you. around you and see who has paid the rent. For although you may have tried to make old Stang into your friend, he will always be against you when the time is there to die. Then he strikes and quickly kills you before you know the reason why. Unreckoned, and he knows no kind of rest.
So you think you see a pussycat you'd like to pet. You start to come on strong to see how far you'll get. You feed the pussycat that I'm a tiger line. You don't know that you're messing with 99. You brag about your motorboat and Cadillacs, how you cheated about a million. Fine, that you know that you've been messing with 99. There's music on the hi-fi, then she dims the light. She fixes a martini that is out of sight. Your tongue begins to loosen cause you're all alone. But that ain't an olive buddy, that's a microphone. You're a foreign spy who wants to come in from the code, and you've never been uncovered, you're so self-controlled. But when they find your body floating down the Rhine, that's a lesson don't go messing with 99. You're the highest paid informer for a Balkan state. On your night off, you invite her for a dinner date. But when she freshens up, you'll end up unemployed. Cause that ain't a lipstick, buddy, that's a Polaroid. So listen, tigers, this is what it's all about. A pussycat will get you if you don't watch out. Though she may send shivers running up and down your spine, she is doing her caressing with a tiny Smith and Wesson, and that means that you've been messing with 99. 99. 99. 99.
A lot of Edmund Jr. I Know Something, one of a number of 45s that she had out in the mid-60s. That was from 1966. It's on the Decca label. She's originally from Minneapolis, and she moved out to Los Angeles, where she became one of the featured dancers on Hullabaloo, and then had a couple of singles out. And then later on, she became Hollywood's highest paid stunt woman into the later 60s and into the 70s. Yeah, a lot of Edmund Jr. Yeah, baby. And we had Barbara Feldon with 99. Prior to that, a 45 on RCA Victor label, the flip side. You guessed it, it's Max. Yeah, missed it by that much. Let's see, we went over to the continent, went overseas, over the pond for the first couple of songs in this last set. Linda Van Dyke with Boo Boo and the Boo Boos from Amsterdam with Sten Gun. 45 on the Funkler label. And then Jenny and the Rascals from The Hague, You Told Me a Lie, one of two 45s that they had out. That one is on Artone Records. Jenny was like 14 or 15 years old, backed by some slightly older guys for a couple of years in the mid-60s. They went out on tour. She co-wrote that song, at least, I think, one or two of the others that they released. And I wish that they had done more, man. They were a tough-sounding group. I love Jenny and the Rascals. And then we had a couple of girls from Paris. Annie Philippe, On My Toujours D, on the Riviera label. It's an EP. She had a couple of records out. And then Stone started off that set with C'est Ma Vie, a famous track of hers with that killer fuzz guitar lick. I actually like the horn line in that, too. And those of you that know me well might be surprised to hear me say that. And that's on that's an EP on the Polydor label. All right, friends, this brings us to the end of this week's Grands to Perfume. I'm Richard Wigg. I've been honored to take over the show for this week. Glynis and I know I've said it before, and I will say it again. She and I are doing Freaky Not Friday this week, as she is taking over the wig out in a couple of days on Sunday at 8 p.m. here on the Rock and Soul stream. And I always love coming in and doing a guest spot on Crayons to Perfume. Thank you for listening. I like digging into the girl group boxes here at the Wigwam. And I'm going to sign off here. We got Rotations coming up next at the top of the hour. Stick around for Rotations. And then Richard J. and Nervous Boogie an hour after that. All right. We're going to go out here with the Ronettes and Brian Wilson's favorite Ronettes song. Here is I Hear Music. All right, baby. I'll see you out on the stream waves. Rotations is next. Glynis on the Wig Out on Sunday. All right.
before that we won't see each other for a new life we had sown. Reaching for the moon, where were we going? We were playing games, now we were showing each other just how good we really were. We said goodbye and went our separate ways, and then we thought that we won't see each other for a new life we had sown. Wouldn't even phone or try to reach you. Yes, there was a lesson I had to teach you, to show you couldn't be that way to me. But the same thing isn't there when I kissed another girl. In that moment, all was clear.
Meta, you're listening to Rotations on WFMU. I'm here every fifth Thursday or thereabouts. Tonight you will hear a collection of songs I keep coming back to. Some are new to me, some I've loved for years. There's no theme, just music that stays.
And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, it's just that I've been losing so long. La 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 la. Do too much scheming these days. I sit on cornerstones and count the time in quarter turns to ten. Please don't confront me with my failure.
To take your things and go, but now I want you. got to speak your mind. Oh, if you dare. Hey, but don't, no, don't you try to get yourself elected. If you do, you had better cut your hair. Cause it's